Before moving here from Houston 5 years ago, Kathy was an IT project manager and Clay an engineer. They began volunteering in 1997, running Red Cross first aid stations at charity fun runs and other sporting events.
Yeah. And even one time we manned a first aid station at a hot dog eating contest in case someone choke.
Now the Smileys volunteer almost exclusively as natural disaster responders.
We've been to Joplin, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania. We've been to Sandy. We were up in New Jersey.
I think last year we went on three, maybe four trips that would be about 2 weeks each.
Yeah, and as an example, I think in 2011, I was on the road almost 7 months.
Never knowing when or where a disaster may strike, Clay and Kathy have to be ready to drop whatever they're doing at a moment's notice. When the tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma this year, Clay got a call from the Red Cross. They asked if he could respond to Shawnee. Moments later, while checking his calendar, they called him back. Another tornado had just hit Moore. In less than 48 hours, he and Kathy were there. Sitting in their living room in view of their pool out back, Clay flips through a few photos projected on his mounted flat screen.
I'll pan through all of them real quickly. We can stop as we...
Trucks wrapped around trees after a tornado, houses missing walls with chandeliers still hanging.
And we've seen 18-wheelers wrapped around trees as well. It's just unbelievable, the power of the storm.
Clay and Kathy see it all from inside the emergency response vehicle they drive into disaster zones. The truck, which looks like an ambulance, holds coolers of food and cases of water they'll hand out when they get there. Kathy remembers seeing tornado damage for the first time through the truck's windshield.
Then you come over a rise in the road, and all of a sudden it just opens up, and you see it, for miles, and you can't even believe it's real.
But what they prefer to look back on, Clay says, are the hugs and thank yous they get from helping others.
When we were in Moore, we were set up at a church where they were having some of the funerals for the children. And one of the funerals, we actually lined up on the street as a procession went by. And as the hearse went by and then the family and were going by, they were waving at us, and you could see them mouthing the words, thank you.
After trips like these, the Smileys find their pleasant home in Baton Rouge can be a jarring contrast. Their spotless countertops and neatly arranged furniture can take a little time to get used to.
In the mode that you're in, we usually work like 12-hour days. So, I mean, your day is really full. Things are in such disorder. Coming home, it's different. Things are so neat and tidy.
After years of volunteering, small things like hitting red lights or getting cut off in traffic do not bother the Smileys.
You know, those things, when you put it in perspective, that's nothing. So it definitely makes you more appreciative.
After all, they understand how fortunate they are to have a home to come back to. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.